WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Police Department has received photos of the two men accused of last week's armed robbery of Hillcrest Grocery on South College. You can see pictures on our website at WTAW.com. Investigators say since receiving the photos and store security video, the suspect descriptions have changed. One is a white or Hispanic male, and the race of the second person is unknown. The morning of July 12th, the two are accused of going into the store. One of them fired a gun, and both left on foot with an undisclosed amount of money. The board governing the Twin Oaks landfill has developed its budget for the next fiscal year, and recommendations from Bevisma were approved at the last College Station City Council meeting. Executive Director Brian Griesbach says the drought has dramatically increased the production of wood mulch and compost.
By grinding this material, we're able to divert it from taking up our airspace in the landfill. A great amount of this material is sold as wood mulch. The other portion we mix with biosolids and create a compost material. Our compost material is highly sought after by local gardeners, and probably our biggest single end user of our compost product is TxDOT for a lot of the roadway projects that take place in the area.
The Bevisma budget will also be considered by the Bryan City Council. Representatives of both cities make up the landfill board. About 40% of the waste brought to Twin Oaks comes from BCS. The Bryan City Council recently endorsed adding 33 firefighters over the next 10 years. That will bring the minimum staffing level to 4 firefighters on each fire engine and ladder truck. Councilman Chuck Condorless says it's too expensive to do it all in 1 year.
That would be about a $2 million increase to the budget, about a 7% property tax raise in 1 year if we did it all at one time. It's certainly important to us. The fire department was very happy to see this pass, but it's up to 10 years. It could be done in 1 year, 2 years, depends on revenue.
6 new firefighters are part of next year's city budget. The expansion also includes staffing each battalion chief with an aide. The Bryan School District, getting a $5 million increase in state funding, has passed some of that on to employees. The school board at this week's meeting raised teacher pay an average of almost 4% and 3.5% for classified staff. The board also approved a $2,000 stipend for teachers in hard-to-find and hard-to-keep subject areas. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the stipend will also be given to current teachers.
Because we want those employees to realize they're valued, and so we're going to give them that $2,000 stipend as well. Because they were here, we want to also reward them, those individuals, for staying and give them that $2,000 stipend as well.
Wallace says the stipends apply to teachers in secondary math, science, all foreign language, and special needs classes. As the second special session continues, State Senator Charles Schwertner says legislators are still trying to work out transportation funding. Schwertner says one positive is that neither the House nor Senate plans include new fees, taxes, tolls, or debts.
The Senate plan is a redirection of money into the rainy day fund towards transportation. The House plan is a little bit more complex. It includes the 5 cents, which is 25% of the gas tax, that goes toward education being redirected toward transportation, then thereafter being backfilled by money from the flow of money from the oil and gas severance tax toward the rainy day fund.
Schwertner says the Senate has already unanimously passed their version, and once the House version goes to the Senate, they'll have some input about a conference committee and a compromise between the two versions. He says the solution will then need to be voter approved in November of 2014. Meanwhile, House Republicans could vote today on a rewritten version of the No Child Left Behind education law. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the Student Success Act addresses some of the struggles local districts have faced.
This is an overhaul of our federal education programs. We take 70 programs and basically eliminate them and say, here's the funding for these. We're going to block grant it to the states and let the states and local school districts implement the programs that they think best for their individual areas.
President Obama is threatening a veto. And you have the opportunity to tour the new Scott & White Hospital in College Station this Saturday afternoon. Chief Executive Jason Jennings says the open house comes 1 month before the first day of operations, with hundreds of employees already training.
They're all waiting for that first patient to come through the door, but we've just been really blessed to find some of the best, brightest talent to come and work here at the Scott & White Hospital. It's really about the people, and we can't wait for our folks to be able to start providing care to the Brazos Valley.
The open house is Saturday from 3 until 5. WTOW News Time is 7:13. It's 72 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnem & Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirnem & Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirnem & has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirnem & Flooring. Zwirnem & Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnem & Flooring today.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, Home Products.com, or call 229-9051 today.
Dixie Tire Company in downtown Bryan has the best set of tires to fit your vehicle and your pocketbook. For a complete line of tires in stock, stop by Dixie Tire Company on William Joel Bryant or call them at 775-8473. That's 775-TIRE.
Hi, I'm Diane Caridou. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has, thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure is going to keep our weather pretty nice over the next several days. It's building in from the east. We will see some leftover moisture, though, help produce a little bit of cloudiness today and the potential for a passing thunderstorm. Otherwise, we'll enjoy sun. Highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sun. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy near 75 tomorrow night. Sun on Saturday, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor filling in this week for Kevin O'Connor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Coach Sumlin and the Aggies take the stage at the SEC Media Days. The 2013 ESPY Awards went down in L.A., and the world's best golfers duke it out at the British Open. All this and more coming up in sports.
Ratings for this year's All-Star Game, better than last year, but of course they almost had to be. Last year's was the lowest rated ever. Nielsen overnight said about 11 million viewers watched that game. And they used 9 pitchers, is that right, to win the game?
But yeah, the American League used 10.
Is that right?
I saw, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And it was a shutout, so not a lot of offense, which, you know.
That's not
really
what
like
people want, right? That's why they did that home run derby thing. That's a pretty smart move there. Okay, let's see. Let's put on our tinfoil hats. Let's worry about do our paranoia thing.
Mine's always on.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. Now,
I saw her wearing it earlier this morning.
Was she? Yeah, good.
It's like a Hershey's Kiss.
Okay, I didn't know if it was the pork pie version or if you're doing like a cowboy hat.
It's all part of Comic-Con, just the same reason that Zach's wearing the Darth Vader pajamas and you're wearing the Star Trek suit, Scott.
You know it, absolutely, because it's Comic-Con. All right, for all you germaphobes out there, I mean, we've talked before about how your keyboard is the nastiest thing in your world, right? But then here's some other things that just may be harboring germs. And again, I don't know that that's a bad thing. I don't believe, you know, I think one of my kiddos went to Mother's Day out for a little while, but my kids never did daycare. That theory of, and you know, you're welcome to join in if you have a child who's been in daycare, do they get the little germs there, and that makes them healthier later in life? Or do you want to try to protect them for those germs that are out there? See, this sanitizing stuff, this squirt stuff, or that's everywhere now, I'm not exactly sure if in the long haul that's a good thing. Because we walked around in a germy world for a long, long time without this Purell stuff, mm-hmm. you know?
I can tell you my friends who use it, like, habitually are the ones who are always sick.
Yeah, your body needs to learn to fight, okay?
Louis Bellina uses that stuff religiously, and he has allergies out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're related, but, I mean,
yeah,
I ate dirt growing up, so I mean, exactly. You know,
me
I'm
too.
Perfectly fine.
Now,
personally, I'd rather my kids ate dirt than go to daycare, personally.
Wow. Okay.
Say, so it's different kinds of germs.
But the thing is, you know, if they go to daycare, they may eat dirt too, so it could be a twofer, you know?
Don't want to overwhelm
no,
the system.
No, we wouldn't want to do that, would we? And I'm one of those people who washes his hands as soon as they get home. I mean, that's just one of the things I do. And maybe that makes me a germaphobe. I'm not sure. But here are some things to think about, because you may be overlooking them that need to be cleaned. Your credit card or your debit card, they slide through all sorts of junk and gunk. And they can be very safely cleaned, obviously, with a little disinfectant wipe, or you can use rubbing alcohol or whatever. And when they're completely dry, you just put them away. Electronics, be they phones or tablets, crawling with germs. Check your owner's manual for the cleaning recommendation. But again, a disinfectant wipe can work. Now, some touch screens may be damaged by that. They should have given you a little cloth to rub your screen, and you know, but do that. The back of your rugs. When vacuuming, flip those throw rugs over and vacuum the underside. I know a couple of years ago, we took one out on the patio, and just, man, you turn that thing over and run a sweeper on that, and then you pick it up and see what fell through. Woo! So you think you're vacuuming it when you do the top, but you need to turn that thing over. Toilet paper roll holders. Okay? Every time you switch rolls, give the little holder a shot of disinfectant. Okay? And salt and pepper shakers, often the filthiest thing on the table, with the highest concentration of cold and viruses. So wipe them down once in a while. Just some little things out there if you want to be a germaphobe today to go ahead and celebrate doing
that. We did a thing in high school where we checked all the germs, like, you know, around the school or whatever.
Uh-huh.
The cafeteria was up there, but I think the highest thing was like basketballs. Because they never got washed. You know, people were out there handling them.
Good point.
During the games.
Absolutely.
All that sweat and flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, that you know, you think about that. Because they end up looking pretty nasty after a while, don't they? And it's not just dirt on the floor that causes that.
I'm feeling pretty nasty after this segment.
There you go. Hey, if you want a man to buy something, price it in red. Recent study sent some men shopping and they fell for the red price tags over the black, assuming that they were a better bar.
So if I write a to-do list in a red pen, will the man
I'm not saying that. No. This is a buying decision. Now, that might get their attention. Of course, after a while, it might make them angry, too, so you never know. But women, on the other hand, did not fall for that trick. Not only did they compare the actual red and black prices, they took the time to read the fine print. Another shopping step that men are likely to skip. Of course, men are not interested in that, okay? Men want a beer and they want to sit down and watch television, okay?
Okay. Oh,
the whole taking time perusing things.
Yeah.
Like, especially in the grocery store. I get in, get out of there.
Don't do that analytical stuff. Yeah, I only had to go back once last night. That was pretty good. You know, like you go to the hardware store, you think you got what you need, then you got to go back. Same thing happened yesterday at the grocery store. Just, you know, you got to do that. All right, Asiana Airlines has decided they're going to drop that threat to sue the San Francisco TV station for the names. If you remember that that whole thing was ugly, and KTV I can't even remember their name now, which is probably a good thing because it was all nasty. I think the names for you.
I think they received enough flack of it already.
Well, they did, and I forget that the young lad Tori Campbell I think is her name, and Tori. I got an email the other day that said that's the new Miss South Carolina right there. You know,
Yeah, but see, what I've been sitting thinking, like, well, what would I say if I were live on the air and, say, Bill, out of a freakish urge, had written some script that was just totally bizarre or offensive, maybe even as a joke. I mean, Bill would never do that, but I just thought, what do you do? Do you say, in the middle of what you're saying, I'm sorry, this is clearly not the correct.
That'd be a fine courtesy to run. That would be a fine courtesy to run.
They are Captain Sum Ting Wong, Wee Tu Lo, Ho Li, and Bang Ding Ao. Yeah.
I hear you chuckling in the sports room.
It's so stupid. It is so stupid. Thank you, media. Thank you. We're glad that we could do that for you. Give you something to worry about. All right. Oh, bad news for Kevin Bacon in the next half hour.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just to let you know. Superstitious people in Japan are trying to improve their luck with plastic surgery.
Really?
Plastic surgery. A new trend has people trying to cheat palm readers by getting surgery to lengthen the lines in their hands.
Goodness.
Shoot me now. God. Apparently, they believe artificially lengthening their lifelines will actually result in living longer. Okay, we have two very basic problems here. First of all, they believe the palm reader. Secondly, the fact that they would go to the expense, trouble, discomfort, inconvenience of having plastic surgery done to lengthen their lifelines so that they can then fool the palm reader.
And something goes wrong in the surgery, and then they end up, you know, croaking there on the
Yeah, that's right. They, the could, yeah, they could die during the procedure, yeah. Right? That would be ironic, wouldn't it? All right, 7:24.
It's the most fun. Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at schlitterbahn.com.
Take me camping.
And at RV Station in Bryan, America, we make it easy to take your favorite little buddy camping. Folks, about the only thing hotter than a Texas summer are the prices at RV Station in Bryan. Start making memories with your family at a brand new 2013 Puma bunkhouse, only $16,500. Now that price is red hot. Stock number 1546. Need your prices just a little bit hotter? How about take $20,000 off a new 2013 Keystone Raptor 300 MP toy hauler, the number one selling toy hauler in North America. Sale price $52,995. Stock number 2397. As always, you get the RV Station promise. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Brands built to last for decades. Folks, come see us. RV Station, 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Check us out online, rvstationonline.com.
Take a vacation with RV Station.
Good morning, 7:26, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com. High today around 93 or so, low temperature tonight, about 73 or so. Have that next couple of days. There's a 20% chance of showers really out there that could pop up at any time, much like what happened yesterday afternoon into the early evening. And then we're going to start warming up as we get toward Monday, back up to that 95 and 96 that we're so so much expecting when July rolls around. Right now, looking at some northeasterly winds at about 3 miles an hour, which makes it kind of pleasant out there this morning, and we have 75 degrees.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, and 24-hour express options, AeroFit has all you and your family need to have fun and get fit this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Join now and get $150 worth of personal training with your membership with AeroFit's exclusive Smart Start program. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com. And get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
John Roseman writes a syndicated column for McClatchy Tribune News Services. It's about parenting. I've never read it, but a lot of people do. It runs in 200 newspapers. Now, this guy's got a master's degree in psychology. He's written 11 books. He's a licensed psychologist in North Carolina. It's his home state. Now, in May, Kentucky's Attorney General and the Board of Examiners of Psychology demanded that John Roseman stop identifying himself as a psychologist. They issued a cease and desist order. Would effectively ban his column in the state. They claim that the syndicated advice he gives amounts to practicing psychology illegally because he's licensed in North Carolina, where he is, not Kentucky, where they are. His problems began when he wrote a column advising the parents of a teenager to take away privileges and strip the walls of his bedroom bare until the little miscreant learned to behave and his grades improved. One guy, retired shrink, complained to Kentucky's Board of Examiners. Now, Mr. Roseman, a self-described constitutional conservative, admits that he is controversial. He advocates parenting styles from an earlier era, and he doesn't disagree with the conventional wisdom of contemporary psychology. He says psychology's created more problems for American children than we know how to count, and he's right. But whenever somebody tells the truth, intolerant liberals get their panties in a bunch. Freedom of speech, diversity of opinion don't mean a thing. So the Attorney General of Kentucky and the board, they want to shut this guy up by any means necessary.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan Fire Department will be among a handful in Texas that will eventually have four firefighters on each ladder and fire engine truck. The City Council recently approved staff recommendations that start with adding six people next year. Councilman Chuck Condorless says the remaining 27 will be hired over the next 10 years and sooner if revenue exceeds current projections.
Everyone, please come to Bryan, bring your checkbooks, bring your credit cards, spend your money. Our firemen thank you for it, we'll thank you for it, and we can absolutely get those firemen all hired right now. But what you get is training, you have equipment. Fire and police are very special and they're very expensive.
Next year's budget also calls for adding a seventh fire department employee, promoting someone to lieutenant, and working in the inspector's office. The Bryan School Board this week approved staff recommendations for pay raises next year. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says that follows legislative action bringing more money to the district.
Bryan ISD got approximately $5 million more than what we had in the past, so we have the opportunity now to help raise our teacher salaries, to help raise our bus drivers, our maintenance workers, our cafeteria workers. Everybody's going to get a pay raise, and we think our teachers, they deserve it. They deserve a whole lot more.
Wallace says the average increase for classified employees is 3.5% and almost 4% for teachers. The board also approved an additional $2,000 for those teaching what Wallace says are critical subjects that are in high demand. That includes special needs, foreign languages, and secondary math and science.
It's been a transition year for the Twin City Agency in charge of two local landfills. The executive director of the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency, Brian Griesbach, presented an update at the last College Station City Council meeting.
We installed the Rock Prairie Road final cover, the second phase of that. That was about 43 acres of construction. This year we also started offering a bag compost and mulch product. We started that in April and we purchased a bagger, so it's much easier quantity to handle. So we're just getting started on that. We've already sold over 1,000 bags, so we're pretty excited about that product.
The Twin Oaks landfill, located off Highway 30 east of the Twin Cities in Grimes County, is finishing its second year of operation. The College Station Council approved next year's Bivisma budget, and it will be considered by the Bryan Council. Meanwhile, the new Scott and White Hospital in College Station is a month from opening. Chief Executive Jason Jennings invites you to a community open house Saturday afternoon.
It's kind of nice to be able to walk through an operating room or a cath lab versus being wheeled through it. So I definitely check out our operating rooms and our cath lab on our second floor. But our moms-to-be, it's a very special place. The birthing suites where babies will be taken care of on the third floor, definitely check that out.
Saturday's open house is from 3 until 5. The new hospital opens August 19th. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see who robbed a South Bryan convenience store a week ago Friday. The police department has received photos of the armed and masked suspects, which were taken from store security video. A review of the video has resulted in a change of the suspect descriptions. Instead of two black men, one of them is either Hispanic or white, and the race of the other could not be determined. They're accused of going into the store the morning of the 12th and leaving with an undisclosed amount of money after firing shots. How will Texas pay for its roads? State Senator Charles Schwertner says the Senate plan is to take money from the rainy day fund, while the House plan would take the fourth of the gas tax currently going to education and backfill the rainy day fund with money from the oil and gas severance tax. Schwertner prefers the Senate plan because he feels tax collection from oil and gas is uncertain, among other reasons.
If I were to have to turn down a spigot of money going toward either transportation or going toward education, I would rather turn down the spigot of money going toward transportation in hard economic times. And then the second thing, I believe it's important to have a statutorily created floor in our rainy day fund in reference to our long-term bond rating.
Schwertner says the Senate unanimously passed their version and the House will hopefully pass theirs today. If compromise can't be reached, Schwertner says a possible third special session is entirely up to Governor Perry. President Obama is threatening a veto if the House votes to eliminate dozens of federal school improvement programs. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says changes to No Child Left Behind also include a voucher proposal from Majority Leader Eric Cantor that deals with public schools but not private schools.
Parents and students ought to be able to have the choice of the schools they go to. And if it takes a voucher program to help that be adjudicated, well, I'd say let's do that.
House Republicans want to give state and local officials the power to implement reforms on their own and explicitly bar the U.S. Education Department from encouraging states to implement national standards. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 74 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
One of the oldest adages that I can remember is put your money where your mouth is. Well, I've done that now times two with Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. They've helped me buy and sell two different homes. They operate under a really cool team concept. Unlike a lot of other real estate agents, ZA Real Estate employs salaried professionals who specialize in all aspects of real estate transactions, interior staging, architectural photography, and there is a difference. If somebody comes in and shoots your house with their iPhone and uses that, I promise you it's completely different than when you have a professional do it. It's touches like that that really separate Zweiker & Associates from all the other real estate agents in town. It's the little things like that that really make your house pop when it comes time to sell. They've got contract negotiators, property maintenance, showing and marketing specialists, transaction coordinators. Literally, it's a one-stop shop. You walk in and you don't have to think about it anymore. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home, make sure you go to zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams.
The Honda Summer Clearance Event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance Event going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
It's 7:39, Aransas Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give them a call at 268-1162.
High pressure is going to keep our weather pretty nice over the next several days. It's building in from the east. We will see some leftover moisture, though, help produce a little bit of cloudiness today and the potential for a passing thunderstorm. Otherwise, we'll enjoy sun, highs 90 to 95. Partly cloudy tonight, 75. Tomorrow, occasional sun. There could be a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy near 75 tomorrow night. Sun on Saturday, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Aggies take the stage at the SEC Media Days. Johnny Manziel wins yet another award, and the world's best golfers duke it out in Scotland for the British Open. All this and more coming up in sports.
So you had that guy on from Bevisma, and he actually used the term biosalad. Is that right?
I don't remember him saying biosalad.
I thought it was biosalad, yeah. Because, I mean, how would that taste with ranch on it? I mean, just saying, you know.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Anything tastes good with ranch on it.
I know it usually
talking
does.
Talking about compost.
Yeah, biosalad.
No, biosolids.
Oh,
mixed with...
I thought he mixed it as biosalad.
No.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Are you making a joke?
No, I wasn't. I thought that's really what he said. I really did. I thought it was
no,
called biosalad.
He's talking about. All he's right. Trying not to say poop, I imagine.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would think.
Okay. Just didn't know. May have to have him on to talk about that. All right, so let's keep our tinfoil hats on, you know, from earlier this morning. A guy named Chris Inglis, who is the agency deputy director of the NSA. He was testifying before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday. And a lot of the testimony pretty much echoed the things that we had heard before. But along the way, Chris rather casually indicated that the government looks at data from a universe of far, far more people than previously indicated.
Hmm.
Remember that little game that they developed at Rice University called 6 Degrees of Separation from Kevin Bacon or whatever it
yes.
was? Okay. The whole idea that Kevin Bacon had done this and had worked with this person who was this person and then this person. And, you know, that was the game, but you think about it. How many degrees of separation are you from a famous person or something like that? And you find out that maybe you're a little bit closer than you thought. But here's the deal that Chris explained yesterday, that the analysts at the National Security Agency basically go 2 or 3 hops away from terror suspects when they're evaluating activity. Now, basically what that means is
if you have a roommate from an Arabic country, you might be on their list.
Well, no, it actually even kind of goes beyond that. Let's say, for instance, that the government suspects, Kat, that you're a terrorist, okay? Now, let's say they have access to your Facebook account, which they do. Now, if you're an American citizen, you can't do that currently, except with certain exceptions. But let's say, for the sake of argument, So all of your friends, okay, that's one hop. Then your friends' friends, that's two hops.
Now that's thousands of people already.
Right. Then your friends' friends' friends is the third hop, and basically you're talking a whole bunch of people. And to let you know what that means, the University of Milan did a study in 2011 that said everyone on the internet was an average of 4.7 hops away from anybody else. So they pretty much got anybody that they want. Mm. And it's out there and available. What was interesting is one of the questions was, do they do geolocation? In other words, do they know where you are? And what Mr. Inglis's answer was, which was bothersome, we are not collecting that data under this program.
Oh.
Period. Yeah. It's that under this program thing that makes you worry a little bit. So, again, just behave as if somebody's watching, because you know what? Chances are pretty good that somebody's watching. We'll probably play Jethro Trivia in just a little while.
Now that you've made us
you're freaked out now.
We're going to look outside and go, it's germs, yeah. It's government.
That's right, it's everything, you see?
They're everywhere.
And on top of all that, the question was asked on Read It, what is the world not ready for? What is the world not ready for? Here are some of the responses. Hover cars. Sorry, guys. Cars would be falling from the sky right and left. People can barely drive on the ground. Boy, that's for sure.
And think of all the DWIs.
Yes. Other things the world's not ready for. Confirmation of intelligent extraterrestrial life. We basically will not be able to accept the idea that there's a species out there who's different than we are. Because, you know, if they're smart enough to get here, they're smart enough to dominate us. Another thing the world's not ready for. McDonald's delivery.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
If you don't get the exercise of having to walk to McDonald's.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my
walk
goodness.
Inside the store.
Yeah, all I can think about is delicious pancakes.
Oh.
They have good pancakes.
Do they? Okay. Well, I'm glad to at least hear that you're thinking of breakfast food around breakfast time for most folks.
Oh, I've already been craving macaroni and cheese most of this morning.
That's what I was thinking yesterday. I walked by a big portal of a big pot of Velveeta, and I was thinking that. Yeah. No, not really. All right. One other thing we're not ready for is teleportation devices. I mean, on the surface, that sounds cool, like, hey, let's go to dinner in Paris tonight. But the reality is that whoever did this, I mean, thought it through, and it is rather not a good scenario. So rather than, oh, let's go to Paris for dinner tonight, the reality is it would create chaos and mayhem. You'd find roving bands of Somali pirates kidnapping your pets to earn cigarette money. You'd have other groups who'd want to have portals on every corner to be able to cover 10 times as much ground. Beautiful, pristine, remote areas would be littered with Tootsie Roll wrappers.
Mm.
There'd be a Taco Bell and two Starbucks on top of Mount Everest.
Well, no, I don't mind that.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's a good point. People would go to another part of the world where they wouldn't normally be able to get to. They'd leave their garbage, and then they'd come back home. And after all, I think they probably understand the people of Earth right now better than most folks. So, again, sounds like it'd be really cool to be able to, you know, click your tennies together and be on the other side of the world, but maybe not so much. 746. Hunters in Deer Trail, Colorado, have a new target in their sights. They are government drones.
Yeah, I've heard about drone hunting license. I thought it meant, like, drones having to have license to hunt
people.
No.
Other way around.
Again,
Deer Trail, Colorado, the town board considering issuing hunting licenses and bounties for unmanned aerial aircraft.
That sounds like a Texan idea.
It does. We do not want drones in our town, said a resident who drafted the ordinance. They fly into town, they get shot down. The licenses and proposed $100 bounty would be largely symbolic. Drone sightings are not common in Deer Trail, Colorado, and destroying federal property is against the law, but council members figure the $25 licenses could be a big moneymaker for the little town. Some town members have proposed holding a drone festival and have drone-themed skeet shooting.
Makes me want
to
send out and get my license.
Is that the place that Red Dawn occurred?
Oh, I don't...
Wolverine!
Yeah.
Superior winemaking requires art, science, and Messina Hoff grapes. Join Messina Hoff Winery and Resort this summer in Bryan as we harvest our most bountiful crop to date. For 4 weekends beginning July 12th, the public is invited to pick and stomp grapes and indulge in many other specialty events. call Messina Hoff at 778-9463, extension 234, to make reservations today. That's 778-WINE, extension 234.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't, so get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra, complete with complimentary Toyota Care. A great deal, a great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing, or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 8/5/2013.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Child's Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
If you've got more than one child at home, you've certainly encountered the drama of sibling rivalry. I've seen it in action with my own two boys, Trent and Troy. Thankfully, there are steps moms and dads can take to keep competition between their kids at a minimum. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Author Grace Stepani has developed a list of 5 steps to address sibling rivalry. Here they are. First, teach your kids mutual respect. Don't allow them to insult one another. Mean words and actions coming from a brother or sister can hurt deeply. Next, be sure not to play favorites. All children are created equal, but not all are the same. Recognize each child's individual skills and strengths without implying that one is somehow better than the other. Third, teach your kids how to deal with conflict. Don't deny their feelings, but help them to learn to express their emotions in the proper way. Also, don't ignore good behavior. Of course, you need to intervene when they're behaving badly, but you should also reward your kids with praise when they're getting along. Finally, show appreciation for who your child is, not what he does. If a child feels valued merely for his performance, he'll feel the need to prove his worth time and again. Foster your kids' self-esteem by praising their God-given traits such as compassion or a tender heart. With a little work, moms and dads can help minimize sibling rivalry and restore relative peace and harmony to the home. For more on this issue, as well as other information to help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication, to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Day 2 of the SEC Media Days kicked off yesterday morning in Birmingham, Alabama, and it was the Aggies who took the podium first. Here's Coach Sumlin.
It's a great time to be at Texas A&M. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, what about expectations? Coach, there's a lot of expectations on your program. And for us, that's a good thing. I think you want to be a part of a situation where you have some relevancy in your own league. You have some relevancy and some conversations across the country. And we work very, very hard at that.
That audio is courtesy of our friends over at TexAgs.com. A couple of Aggie players also addressed the crowd, most notably Heisman winner Johnny Manziel, who's been under fire of late since leaving the Manning Passing Academy a day early.
The main reason for me going home, it's been a busy summer for me. I probably bit off a little more than I can chew in July. Been traveling, been going a lot of places, just overslept. I made a mistake and didn't wake up in time when I should have. There's a lot of rumors out there. There's been a lot of talk. Been very, very eager to get a chance to share my side of the story. The main thing was missed the meeting. It wasn't anything due to the night prior. It wasn't anything involved in that. It was just simply phone died, overslept, woke up the next morning. Whenever I did, went and talked to them, and it was kind of a mutual decision to get home and get some time to relax.
Now we know the rest of the story. I'm glad I was losing sleep over that, which I guess maybe Johnny was too. Joining Manziel at Media Day were teammates Tony Hurd and Jake Matthews. Johnny and Coach Sumlin later flew to Los Angeles to attend the 2013 ESPY Awards, where Manziel took home the award for Best College Male Athlete. The award will go on his mantelpiece along with the Heisman Trophy, the Davey O'Brien Award, the Manning Award, Associated Press College Player of the Year honors, and Consensus All-America honors. Hope he's got a big fireplace. Some other award winners of the ESPYs included LeBron James, who took home Best Male Athlete, Serena Williams is Best Female Athlete, Miami Heat is the best team, and Robin Roberts, who received the Arthur Ashe Award for Courage.
I realize there are many worthy of holding this honor. Others who have exhibited far more courage, strength, and resilience. And it's humbling for me to represent you tonight. I draw strength from you. You give me the courage to face down any challenge, to know that when fear knocks, to let faith answer the door. And I've been blessed to achieve things in life I could never have imagined as a little girl growing up in Mississippi. But most of all, I never imagined that I'd be able to be standing here 20 years after Jimmy V's speech and say that because of everyone who has responded to his challenge, because of all the donations, research, and support, mine is one of the lives that's been saved. Yes, I have my sister's DNA, but you will always have my heart. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Roberts, a broadcast journalist with ESPN and ABC, has overcome battles with both breast cancer and imminent MDS, a disease that required a bone marrow transplant. A basketball standout during her days at Southeastern Louisiana University, Roberts is also a member of the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame. For the second night in a row, it looked like the Brazos Valley Bombers and Acadiana Cane Cutters were going to be locked in a pitcher's duel, neither team scoring in the first five innings. But once the floodgates opened in the sixth, the runs started pouring in, and when the dust settled, the Cane Cutters found themselves on top 5-2. The Bombers, who fall to 32-7 with a loss, return home tonight to face the Texas Marshals at 7:05. It'll be Thirsty Thursday night with beer and beverages priced at only a dollar. If you can't make it to the ballpark, you can catch the broadcast of the game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. John Beilein has signed a three-year extension to remain as Michigan's men's basketball coach. The deal keeps him with the Big Ten school through the 2018-19 campaign. Last season, the Wolverines tied a school record with 31 wins and lost in the NCAA championship game to Louisville. New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez is eyeing a return to Major League action as soon as next Monday. A-Rod is going to join AAA Scranton Wilkes-Barre on Friday, likely the final stop in his rehabilitation from left hip surgery last January. The Dallas Mavericks have reached a verbal agreement with free agent big man Samuel Dellenberg to be their new starting center, according to sources close to the process. Dallas continues to pursue free agent center Greg Oden, as do Miami, New Orleans, Sacramento, and San Antonio. But Dellenberg emerged as the Mavericks' top priority after they lost out to Houston in the Dwight Howard sweepstakes and decided to pass on Andrew Bynum, who signed with Cleveland. Dellenberg averaged 6.9 points and 5.7 rebounds per game last season with Milwaukee. A month after winning the U.S. Open, Justin Rose is looking to accomplish something this week that only a handful of greats have done, winning the U.S. and British Opens in the same year. Only six golfers have accomplished this in the century-plus history of major championship golf, including Tiger Woods back in 2000. The British Open that starts today is being held at Mirrorfield in Scotland. Woods is trying for his 15th major title, but first in 5 years. He trails Jack Nicklaus's record of 18 majors by four. Chris Froome increased his lead in the Tour de France yesterday by winning the 17th stage. He edged Alberto Contador to win the time trial and upped his overall lead to 4 minutes 34 seconds. By finishing second, Contador moved past Bauke Mollema into second place behind Froome. And this has been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558, or click BescoJewelers.com.
Normandy Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Normandy Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Normandy Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed